If you once thought Magna Doodle was your dinner, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm another brick in the wall, Darian. Join me as we head on back to Monday, July 7th. 1980.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7
1-877-626-0156. 1-877-626-0156.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
It was Monday, the 7th of July in 1980. If you were the Beatles drummer Ringo Starr, it was a great day for you. It was your 40th birthday, and some of the news headlines were: the first solar-powered aircraft crossed the English Channel. Arizona judge Sandra Day O'Connor was the first female nominated to the Supreme Court. In Dizzy news, Jim King completed riding Miracle Strip Roller Coaster for 368 hours. I'm sure there was a lot of cleaning up under that ride. And in boxing news, Larry Holmes TKO'd Scott Ledoux in 7 for the heavyweight boxing title. And while Ringo was a retired Beatle, that didn't slow down Paul McCartney. He teamed up with Wings, and together they had a 3-week number one hit. Coming up, live at Glasgow. And George Jones took over country music with He Stopped Loving Her Today. Airplane was new in theater, knocking down The Empire Strikes Back as the number one movie in the country. We had a great show, so let's chat again tomorrow for another 80s flashback.